Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I can hear, I could feel the collective deep breath. / get ready. Steve Rummage in Tennessee, Brian Hall in the booth.
You think you could feel it? I was living it last night on the postgame show. It was interesting because you know I'm watching that game and I'm going, okay, how's this reaction going to be? Because anytime I do a postgame show, I'm always kind of watching the game a little different.
Right.
Just because, I mean, I'm trying not to totally get lost in the emotion. Because I am an emotional guy with this team, and I will get on there if I get too emotional and just say what I'm thinking in the moment.
Right.
And that, look, those sound bites never die. So I'm like, I always try to bring myself back. So anyways, I'm watching this game and I'm thinking about it. Actually, you know what? It was an interesting mix of call that we'll get into today.
Okay, so definitely gonna do we're gonna use this first segment to kind of do the wrap up of yesterday's game, the takeaways. I do definitely want to open up the phone lines for people who are dying to kind of see if this was a springboard, see if this was a stop sign, or anywhere in between from the game last night, because we did play Pittsburgh. We played a depleted Pittsburgh, but anytime your team gets down the floor, you always hold your breath about the performance. Like I said, I don't want to go too crazy and heavy-handed into that one. Also, Steve, I kind of got thrown off balance. Look, the phone lines are blown up already. I got thrown off balance because as I was leaving to work this morning, right? And you'll appreciate this more than anybody, Steve.
Okay.
I'm literally leaving my door, and drives by right in front of me is my father.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So dad's pulling up. Marcus Maben has to go to work. But dad got this look on his face, Steve.
Yeah.
He's smiling ear to ear. I don't even know. Like, what, you know, why is he smiling so hard? Right.
Right.
So he gets out of the car, Steve, and says, "Oh, Marcus, you got to check this out." And he sees me with my bag and my camera and my stuff to go. He's like, "You got to check this out." I'm like, "Oh, hey, Dad." Like, "What's up, Dad?" You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
We haven't hugged or embraced or anything.
Yeah. He's like, "Why are you here?"
You know? Listen, just showing up at my doorstep.
Yeah.
Look, he says, I got this butane single man stove, man. And I found it at so and so. And man, I'm telling you, you're gonna keep this for an emergency situation, and this is gonna be the best gift you ever got. And I'm like, "Dad, hi, Dad."
Hi, Dad. Hello.
I gotta go to work.
Yeah,
Dad, your excitement about that butane lighter is palpable. But I got Kentucky in a couple of days.
Yes.
I got work. I got a million people that are dying. We're four.
I got a little something too before we get to the phone lines.
I'm
here.
Listening. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Good job, Brian. Good job. Good job. That was in the notes too, Brian. Thank you. Thank you. Get that third call. I tell you what, I'm going to get to these phone lines. Dad's all excited about the butane single man stove in case of emergency. I think I hurt his feelings on the way out.
was he headed to the wilderness or something? Like,
listen, I have no idea, Steve. I didn't get the rest of the story because
you didn't know he was coming, right?
Usually around Christmas time he comes. I don't know when.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say because usually, you know, you'll say like, yeah, you know, Pop's coming up tomorrow or something. You know, like, oh, okay,
look,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
He just shows up. Look, maybe 3 or 4 days before Christmas, maybe Christmas Day.
All right, well, it's always good when he's in town.
Plumber Chuck, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Start us off right.
What's going on, guys? I'm going to give you all props first because you and Steve-O called it yesterday. You all said rebounding. Yes, rebounding. Y'all, we out-rebounded Pittsburgh. It was great. And I'm happy for the win. Two, talking about stoves, Steve. I had to go out last night after working all day. Our stove went out, but I'm happy for Lowe's there in Shepherdsville because they had a stove and it was on sale. So I saved a lot of money. So I am happy we won. Yes, the rebounding battle was awesome. We out-rebounded them. You called it. And I'm going to get ready for this UK game on Saturday. And I'll hang up and listen. Y'all have a great Christmas.
You too, Plumber Chuck. I appreciate that call.
I appreciate it, man. And by the way, I think Plumber Chuck, he called in yesterday to the post game, and we had Coach Mack was like there. Like,
right.
Just, it was weird. It was like, you know, Jack was like, I think Coach Mack's about to start. And we're like, oh, okay, well, hang on. And he dropped off, so I didn't get to get his call. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard not to move on because I'm like, there is things to unpack from last night. But yeah, rebounding is something that we've
right. And again, this is kind of an early segment thing. The phone, like I said, the phone line's loaded up. I also want to throw in there, I am going to ban 93.9, the Ville Royalty. I'm not going to ban them. I am going to Cam Fletcher, somebody who works here at 93.9. But we're going to talk about that after the break. So y'all stay tuned for that. Alex, awesome. Thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, after watching that game, listen, we're going to beat Kentucky. Like we're flat out. I watched that game. We got still. I mean, granted, their two guards are out, but still, though, like we got 45 rebounds. We shot 47%. Not only did we shoot 47%, but we took like 51 shots inside of the field. Listen, I'm really the only thing that has me worried about this game is if Carly Jones struggled with a 6'5" freshman. Well, he has a 6'7" freshman in Boston, and he has another 6'7". I don't know if he's a freshman, but I know Terrence Clark is. He didn't play good in the North Carolina game. He got benched early in the North Carolina game, but the man can play. So if Carly struggled with a 6'5" freshman, that I don't know anything about that Pittsburgh team. So I really don't know the quality of player that this guy is. He'll struggle with Boston, but I'm about to be honest, guys. That's the only thing I'm worried. I do not believe in Olivier Sarr. I really don't. I mean, the best game he had this year was against a trash Notre Dame team. This Notre Dame team plays six people. Like, that might be an exaggeration, but this Notre Dame team is not good. And that's the best performance that he's put on is against a trash team who Notre Dame had them beat in the first half. It was like 48 to 20 or something like that. And then they came back. Kentucky tried to make a rally, but still wasn't able to pull the victory off. Listen, guys, I'll watch my baby, our baby, JJ Trainer, block a person who has 50 pounds on him, block his shot twice, force this guy to foul him. And listen, JJ is about to have a fantastic game. This Kentucky team fouls. This is what they do. They foul because they're young, and Calipari is a trash coach. So this team is going. This I'm telling y'all, man. Y'all playing. I watched this. Now, granted, there were things that I watched, and I'm like, look, DJ. If you turn the ball over one more time off of some stupid, you you put yourself in no man's land, and then you just try to pass the ball out of no man's land. Come on, man. Like, you got to play smarter than that. But I'm telling y'all, man, it, listen, 73-65, I'm calling it, y'all. Kentucky, we beaten Kentucky this year. He going to put the nail in that coffin, and then, and it's not going to be no Undertaker's going to pop up at the last minute. No, like, he's putting the nail in the coffin, and we're tombstone Kentucky, y'all. I'm telling y'all, we're going to beat this team. The same, if we have the same performance that we had in this Pittsburgh game, we beat this Kentucky team. 45 rebounds. Like, come on, y'all. And then shooting 47% inside the paint. We got this, y'all. This is a joke, man. Stop freaking out, Louisville. We got this.
Alex, I appreciate the call. People, in a week like this, you got to let that call roll. Because he had to get that off. He had to get that out of his system coming fresh off the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, and that look, I mean, there's a lot of reason to believe. I mean, even last night, you know, I mean, watching that game, obviously Pitt was in a bad spot. I said this on the post-game show, though, I have no sympathy for people who get put in a bad spot this year. after I watched my team get, you want to talk about being led to the executioner. Okay, I watched my team get thrown out there against Wisconsin, which I don't mind because they needed it. But, yeah, I mean, look, I mean, last night, they're gelling, not gelling, but they're kind of getting back. You can see there's some rust there on some different things. But the one thing he said, well, a couple things. I said with James Strebel, I think it was last week when I was on there, I said if Kentucky wants to win this game, there's two things they can do. They're going to have to go through Olivier Saar completely offensively. And defensively, put Terrence Clark on, or probably Terrence Clark on Carlique Jones, and just hope his length. Well, last night didn't make me feel great about that, but again, I kept hearing, and actually, I'll use James again since it's Kentucky week. I saw he posted something last night and kind of was laughing at. Or not laughing, but kind of saying, you know, the bad thing about Louisville right now is that. Carlique Jones, it looks very average against, you know, bigger guards. And, I mean, at the time, Carlique had, I don't know what he ended up with, but, I mean, it was late in the second half. And he, at the time, I was like, he's got 11, 4, and 6. I mean, he's not exactly, like, he's accounted for almost 30 points.
But you're,
like,
you're talking to people who just want to come in and have hired guns, big offensive hired guns. So they don't, listen, the irony. Of being critical of a true point guard from Kentucky, from a Kentucky person.
Yeah.
What would your record be with Carlique Jones on your team?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You'd be undefeated.
probably. I mean, you'd be undefeated, but it would be close.
Who would have beat them if Carlique was their point guard?
Maybe Kansas.
No.
Because Miles Garrett, not Miles Garrett,
Garrett plays for the Browns. But you get my point. Yeah, like you said. Carlique is running the team.
Yeah, no, Carlique, absolutely.
Carlique can go into his 20-point bag, his 20, 30-point bag if he needs to.
Well, it showed last night how much he matters running the team. By the way, did it take you back when you heard that was David's first double-double?
You told me that, and it was shocking. I mean, but
they said that, and I was like, really?
I mean, he's had a lot of eights and nines, and you know, and we just called him double doubles.
Sure, sure.
You know, when he had 13 and 8.
Another positive. I mean, Sam Williamson, Sam coming off a game where him and David both. I mean, let's not forget this. Now, I don't think everybody's just like, oh, okay, oh, everything's fine with Sam. We're okay, and now he's gonna go out here and bust Kentucky. I mean, I don't know that we feel that way, but coming off a game where they were both really scrutinized, they both come out with double doubles. I mean,
I you know what I like the most about Sam? He decided he was gonna go score. And
yeah.
And his posture when he took the ball, Steve, was I'm gonna go get this bucket. I'm gonna get to my spot at the free throw line. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna either float it, I'm gonna pump fake. He has a little drop behind his back, you know, to get him out of trouble when he goes too hard left. So they're not gonna be able to like super overplay him left. And Kentucky doesn't play kind of like the pack line, you know, kind of help. Pittsburgh had a lot of help going on their defensive end too, you know, a lot of switch, multiple. I think Kentucky's going to go more just matchup man to man, which
100%.
Which yeah, 100%. Which Sam Williamson might be able to exploit and be like a good second year scorer. Let me get back to this phone line real quick. Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey guys, happy holidays.
Yes, yeah,
same to you.
I don't really have much of a comment. I just wanted to call in and tell you that really appreciate everything y'all did in 2020. It was an awful year, but I enjoy listening to you from 10 to 12 every day. I'm not going to be able to listen to you for the next couple days. I just want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas and hope your families have a good one too. So y'all take care, and I'm going to keep listening.
Appreciate the call.
Wow, thank you, Jason. And ironically, I was just about to say, I mean, we're not on for the next 2 days on here, so I'm like, y'all, this is kind of Kentucky pregame. You know, I mean, of course, we'll have a pregame show this
on
Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday. It'll be a two-hour show on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. I guess starting at 11 now, not 10. It'll be 11. So.
And I'm streaming 11 o'clock at night regardless. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
So, y'all, yeah, there will be options to find me when 93.9 is not
Up
and running.
Yeah, but and I do appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Can he not listen to us for the next couple of days because of the game?
He's probably busy like everybody else. Like, yeah, you know, there's a reason we're not on the air for the next couple of days, and you know, it's not the game. Trust me. I mean, these are two of the busiest days of the year, probably. So.
Oh. Okay. We're doing this an injustice. Takeaways. Biggest takeaways. Okay, I'm asking you this question, Steve, about takeaways.
Okay.
And you can answer it as player development, or you can answer it as takeaways for the Kentucky game. Because yesterday, for the first time, I just combined Pittsburgh and Kentucky. You know, what I see, it's almost like three halves. The Pittsburgh game, Kentucky first half, and Kentucky second half. Because I'm going to need, like, that's how much you don't have a lot of time to change, to learn anything new.
Well, no, I don't think there's really any. I mean, of course, you'll scout Kentucky in between now and then, but I don't know that things will change with your team. I mean, barring maybe Charles playing Saturday, which sounds like it's a possibility. Now, that could change a little bit, you know.
What did you take? I was reading the text. What did you?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, are we still breaking down Pittsburgh? Is what I'm asking you.
I mean, we can. Oh,
no. I mean, no, not Pittsburgh. Are we still breaking down our players?
I mean, you can, but I mean, I think that the breakdown is kind of the odd thing about this game is I said this last night on the post game. I said usually a team coming off of. Like, okay, we're coming off the 9-day layoff of COVID, okay? Some years it's you're coming off a couple big injuries or something. Usually you get two or three games that kind of like, okay, let's just see what's happening. Well, with Kentucky on the horizon, you don't get three games. You get two. Like, you know, it's like, sorry about your luck. You know, I mean, people can eat that Wisconsin thing. You come back. You play okay against the Pittsburgh team. I don't think you set the world on fire last night, but you led from buzzer to buzzer. I mean, you know, right. It was you never lost the lead. You ended up winning by double digits. I mean, I'm okay with that on the road against an ACC opponent. Like, that's fine. But it's tough to break it down because you still kind of got the caveat behind it of, well, you know, they're kind of getting back in. Then we threw Josh in there, and we'll get to him. And,
oh, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and take our early break. Okay, when we come back from break, I'm going to suspend 93.9 royalty. I am going to start breaking down the performance and what it means for the Kentucky game in particular. Who needs to play better? Who needs to stay the same? Who's not going to help us? You know, like, we might as well just, like, things could change. My thoughts are fluid on individual players, but I think a good Wednesday breakdown. Again, you said it right. This is the pregame show from the radio version of the Kentucky game. So I think it's fair for us to say, okay, what does it mean for particular players in the Kentucky game? So we're going to do that right when we come back. Stay tuned. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville is broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So here's the thing. Once we start talking about game stuff, like really game stuff, like what I expect to see, what I need to see. Once we start off, once we dive into that cesspool of fun, we're not coming back out. But before we go in, I gotta do this, Steve. And you don't have to back me up if you don't need to, and all that stuff. But I am going to use my unofficial authority to suspend someone. I use the phrase Cam Fletcher someone, because y'all hear that static, or is that me?
No, I hear it.
I hear it too.
Okay, where is that coming from?
Is that you, Steve?
I don't.
Here, we can find out real quick. I'll turn Steve's mic off. Hold on.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Okay. I still hear it a little bit. Something playing in the background. What's going on?
Just rattle the cord on the back of your ears real quick.
Okay. Okay. There it goes.
All right.
Okay. So I got to have this conversation. I told Brian that he has to get this sound because my suspension is serious now. It's serious. And listen, everybody knows I need people around me to be successful. I'm not in competition with people who are in the same, you know, same fields as me and things like that. I need everybody to be great. But I heard some sound, man, that I can no longer turn a blind eye to it. I can't soft shoe it. I can't tap dance around it. Steve, you remember the other day there was a guy, Ron, he called in. And you remember, okay, after the Joel incident, Ron is lucky that Joel did what he did the day before, because I would have had the same reaction when Ron says, well, that even if we win, the series is still blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you're never going to be happy. Right?
Sure.
And I realized there's a miniature Ron right under my nose, and he needs to be suspended until he can get his act together. Steve, Ethan Moore. I listened to Ethan Moore this morning on the Drew Diener show.
Okay.
And listen, Ethan Moore has been taking some flack lately, right? And I've given him as much time to explain himself and win me over and explain his jadedness, right? Because I think he's rational. He's not. He's irrational, Steve, and he said the worst thing that I didn't want to hear out of a 93-niner.
If they win, will you watch it next year? That's a good bet.
No, because we haven't won a row since 2009.
See, did you hear what he said?
No, because we haven't won a row since 2009.
Oh, man.
I mean.
Steve, I just listened to, and sorry, YouTubers, sorry about that. If you're YouTubers, I had it muted. Sorry about that. What just happened? I just suspended Ethan Moore from 93.9. Now I don't have the authority to enforce it. It's almost like if I was the governor and I strongly recommended you don't come around the 93.9 premises. I listened to Ethan Moore. They asked him the question: if they win, will you watch it next year? He paused for 7 seconds and said, no, because they haven't won in Rupp since 2011.
The emperor is not as forgiving as I am.
Steve, Brian, keep on going with that sound.
Texas says, I'm going to go find Ethan, walk behind him, and yell updates nonstop.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. I know.
25 minutes to play in the first half, Ethan. You know, just a heckler. Yeah, information heckler.
You know, wow. If that means the Louisville win in the end, by all means.
No. Because you know what the problem is? The reason I'm suspending him right now is you don't get to celebrate with us after you did that to the fan base. You know what I'm saying? You're letting the entire BBN off the hook. You're ratcheting up self-fulfilling prophecy, depression, and every other possible anxiety. And by saying they haven't won in Rupp since 2011, you know what you just did? You just said, if we lose, it's two losses because we're going to lose again because we haven't won in Rupp.
Like, don't fail me again.
Yeah, listen. Vader got your soul, bro. Like, you need to take some time off. You need some self-reflection. No, I'm not watching it because we haven't won in Rupp like 2011. This is a new coach.
Power to create problems has certainly been confirmed.
Say that one again, Brian.
Its power to create problems has certainly been confirmed.
That's a problem. You don't get to jump in on Steve Rummage's post-game show and say, I tell you what, man, I didn't see that one coming. I've looked at the condensed version, and Steve, I got to say, I'm thrilled, and I'm excited about that, and I'm still not going to watch the next game because we never win at Rupp. No.
You do not yet realize your importance. You have only begun to discover your power.
And you're spreading that jar, that garbage all over the Diener show. Go back to the beginning, Brian. I want to hear that one more time at the beginning. Go ahead, Steve.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, listen, I get what you're saying. And because it's one of those deals where, I mean, even as we're at, I mean, where we're at, like, what if they win? They're 2-5. You're 5-2. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's not – we're still on two different trajectories this season at this point.
Here's the thing. I understand how bad everybody wants to win. I want to win, and I love the opportunity. And I know Ethan is saying he's still going to be excited about the thing. But it's just like you won't even watch the game because a guy who lived here before you – lost to Kentucky a lot.
Yeah.
This guy's one good loss and an overtime loss in Rupp. And you act like losing in Rupp is just a done deal and you were in overtime.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's it's not a place they lose a ton, you know.
I mean, they have. Listen, they've never even been down 20 in the first half in Rupp. It's a tough place. So you've just told everybody that things are really, really tough. I don't want to be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, and this is one
10
man,
days.
Where, yeah, I mean, I can do that. Like I said, is that 10 day suspension?
10 days.
What you're going with?
10 days
until his next show.
What's today's day?
he just called in yesterday too, didn't
he? 10 days. Yeah. Ten days
to our show.
10 days. And
you're suspended until next Wednesday. Then you can come back.
No, I mean, do you understand why I had to suspend him? Like, is this a fair suspension?
If they win, yeah. Will you watch it next year? That's a good bet.
No, because we haven't won in Rupp since 2008.
Oh, God. Gosh.
Texas says, I'm going to go behind. Enough, I'm going to go find.
I can't take it. No more of that. 8150 939 is the number. Ethan, I tried, dude. I tried to go to bat for you. I tried to understand where you were coming from. I tried to, you know, wrap my hand around it. But as soon as you said, if we win, you're not even going to watch it next year because now it's in Rupp, so it's different. You'll have your. You moved the goalpost. Terrible.
I know. It's like, man, they're gonna have to win what 10 straight? I mean, like,
no.
To get you back,
Brian. Do you gotta get the phone? But no, Steve. That's what. Listen, I had Brian cut it all up. Do you know that's what he said? He said, and I mean, I don't want to watch because we'll never catch up in the series. That's what he said. I won't be watching because I mean the series, and we're just never gonna catch up to that.
Yeah. Well, then in our lifetime, well, then, you know, I mean, at least, okay, let me give them credit. At least then you've just admitted that they own you.
I know.
As a human being. I know. I mean, at least it's like, okay, well, you know what? But like I said, I like to look at this team and not be afraid to just say, look, you guys are the better team. You're the better team right now. You're 5-1. You've got better wins. You've got, I mean, you know, when you look at how the style plays, it's like, no, you're the better team going in there on Saturday, and you should win the game. I mean, and
keep in mind, I don't have the authority to suspend Ethan. But if I did, I would.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know, man. It's just, I like Ethan. That's why I'm not going too hard. But, like, it's just a difference in mentality, man. But I've said on this show many times, the biggest pet peeve of mine is someone who lowers the bar. Like you know, like, well, I think we'll only win 4 games in football this year. So that way, if we win 5 or 6, I'm really, really happy. Well, you can't live like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, no, this is a team, man, that Louisville should beat Kentucky this year in basketball. There's no doubt about it. I mean, and until I think Louisville's the better team. I think that Kentucky has more issues than Louisville by far. I mean, I think that Coach Mack has done well so far, I mean, in this coaching battle. So until I see different, I mean, I believe that Louisville's going to win the game. I don't know why that's that crazy to think, you know? Like, I mean.
Joel, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Marcus, my man, we haven't, you know, been on the same page this week, but we regathered ourselves, and I'm calling in because, one, I 100% agree with you on Ethan Moore. It's a proper suspension, should happen, 100%, because, like you said, man, I mean, I don't know if he's trying this reverse psychology type of thing, but to my thing is, if you're not watching every year and we keep losing, how about reversing and watch the game? Then we might win if you want to do reverse psychology. Good you know, point. But, you know, I mean, so I agree, man. You can't, if they were to win on Saturday, you can't come up on any type of show the next week or two and be like, yeah, man, this is it. We did it. We finally can't. No, I don't want to hear anything from him on that. That's my opinion on that. One last thing I was going to say, you guys probably already hit on this in the beginning, but Your boy Aiden Agueha, man, is that like the end? Is he in the transfer portal yet? Is he out of here? I mean, what is the deal with that guy? Because if you don't see a minute in the Pitt game, I don't know what to say about that, dude. I mean, there's something disconnect there. I don't know if that guy's long for here or what the deal is. But again, no minutes at all. I don't know what to say on that. You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, happy holidays to you fellas. You know I love you. Day one, baby. You guys do an awesome job, even though me and Marcus, you know, we have our things here and there, but he knows I love them. You guys have a good one.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, the Aiden thing, like, that was discouraging, to say the least.
Yeah, yeah, if I'm Aiden, or I don't know if that's Coach Mack-centric. I said this last night on the show. I said, I don't know who to be angry at. I don't know if I should be angry at Aiden or Coach Mack with that one, because it's clear. I mean, Gabe Wisnitzer's getting the minutes there as far as the big off the bench.
Yeah, and it's frustrating with me because I watch Aiden catch the ball and go straight up and dunk. And I think Carlique was making Aiden a better offensive threat on the floor. You know what I'm saying? And
yes,
listen, whatever rotation that Aiden is missing on defense, one of these days, man, I'm going to catch Coach Mack. I'm going to catch him at Roosters or something. And I'm just like, dude, the first three rounds are on me. And we're gonna drink and talk about this.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. I need to know exactly what rotation does he not see.
Yeah.
You know, often, like, is he not talking on the pick and roll, letting the guard know, you know, which side the guy's coming on? Is he just not natural enough, you know, playing the pick and roll? Like, what is it? Cause again, seeing what he does on offense with his strength, and he gets fouled. It's watching him hit the free throw jump shot, you know, like he's been the his percentage of conversion is the best on the team, in my opinion, underneath the basket.
No, I totally agree with it. And I watch, and I went kind of hard on Jalen Withers last night because I was really frustrated with him.
Separate these, Steve. Jalen, he gets his own segment.
Oh yeah. No, I know. But I mean, I just using him, I'm like, is Aiden, what does he do defensively that Aiden can't? I mean, okay, you know, and it might be something simple. I don't know. Coach Speak might just tell me, you know, hey, look, let me show you. I know.
Listen.
This is what we're trying to do, and he can't do this.
If Aiden can't, listen, I get it. Like, if Aiden can't switch on a guard and looks clumsy every time, like, I get it. So again, this is commentary on just us watching the game. This emotional commentary right now, you know. But again, if I see Aiden get switched on one of those Pittsburgh kids last night, I could see them torching Aiden. You know what I'm saying? So if that's happening in practice, then I get it. Like, dude, if you can't stay in front of anybody, you know, you're handicapping our defense.
Majorly. And I mean, I think Wisnitzer's giving you pretty good minutes. I mean, when he's coming in, I mean, like, you know, he got the raw end of the deal of a flop last night.
Oh, that was terrible.
On what I thought was a good screen. I mean, and he's the type of guy, when he goes to screen, you can tell he's ready to punish somebody. I mean, he gets wide leg, look, hand over the crotch, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, perfect
right
form. I'm going to just boom. Like, you imagine running into him. It's like, whoa. But I mean, I think that, I mean, he's given good minutes, so this really isn't an indictment on him. I've actually been pleased. I think you'll see him a little bit on Saturday. Talking about Wiz.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind at all.
I do. I think you'll see him.
He fights for a position. He fights for real estate.
If nothing else, he makes the big work defensively
and shoot over him.
Yeah, well, I'm talking when he's on, when Gabe's on offense. Even though, like, because somebody I saw last night kind of or tweeted at me or something, said he's just not a threat on offense yet. And I said, well, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, you know, I get it, but he's making the defender. If you watch, that defender has to guard Gabe. Gabe is fighting, and that's something.
Okay, right now there's something going on over there. They're in film session as we speak.
Okay.
There was a play when Gabe is at the elbow. He's running the handoff plays with Carlique. You know, Carlique's running by and then coming back to get the basketball. He's running handoff plays. He got the ball on the block one time. Carlique runs by. The guards are really pressuring it. Wiz pivots out of that, and the rim is right in front of him. Mm-hmm. Mac is stopping this video, and he's saying, "Dude, you reverse pivoted,
yep.
And the defense was going the opposite way. The defense was going out to half court. You didn't even look up at the rim, and for about one full second, he was about 6 feet from the rim." And he could have just like jumped and threw it off the backboard and probably been a layup. Just reached out. So Mac is showing this. So in this game, when he gets his minutes and you see this overplay of Kentucky players when Wiz is running a handoff, he's going to spin out of it. You remember Dwayne Sutton was really good at running the handoff play and then diving, you know, like the fake handoff and then just diving to the basket going right, either getting fouled or getting to the basket.
Yes.
Wiz instinctually is making the right pivots. You know, he knows how to, yeah, like I said, his footwork to pivot him, you know, he's not aggressive yet, but he's making the right, like I said, the right quick decision. He's just not being aggressive after he makes that quick decision. So, yeah. So if he's doing that, he might be trucking Aiden in practice with natural, you know. Listen, those boys Wiz is playing with up at, what is it, Montverde?
No, he played at
he transferred from South Carolina. Yeah, okay, Hargrave. Okay. It might be Hargrave. Yeah. Those boys can play. They can play some basketball. They got some good coaching. He was playing with some dudes. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
he's comfortable with a really, really, really top, what do you call it? Not grad program, prep school program.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so yeah, like he's not a stiff, even though sometimes he does look like it. Birdhead Ryan, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Happy Festivus, guys. A couple of things with Gabe, and I know I just texted it in. I think he pumped brakes a little bit on Gabe. He was on the floor for 3 minutes, and we were outscored by 9 points in those 3 minutes. So he may be showing a lot of potential, but
okay. So when you say pump the brakes, you're saying don't point out the things he does positive or what?
No, I'm not saying don't point out the things he does positive. I don't know if he is the full answer as the backup, but with Gahan not stepping up, he may be the only answer. And I think Gabe's going to end up being a good four-year player for Louisville, but I don't feel as confident when he comes in the game than when we have, you know, Withers or Trainer, even when we had Aiden in the game. For some reason, I just don't have that confidence in Gabe. And to go in there for 3 minutes and we get outscored by 9 points, you flip those 9 points and I mean, you win by 20. You win by close to 20, but right now, that's all he has, and if he's doing the right things in practice, he's going to get better. That's what I'm trying to get at. As far as the Pittsburgh game itself, I still think that the players are still getting back into game shape, and I want to apologize also to you two because I did hear what you said, Marcus, after I hung up yesterday. So I will address this question to both of you. Not just to you, Marcus, to both of you. as far as being in game shape, I mean, these players were off the court for over a week. We don't know which player or players had COVID. We don't know what their symptoms were. I mean, I know that Max said in the post game, he kind of alluded to the fact that, you know, Withers is just now getting back. I think these next 3 days are going to be critical to, A, getting game shape, you know, get your feet under you, get ready for this team Saturday. But the free throw line is going to be key for us Saturday. We were pissed for the last couple of games at the free throws, and I think it has to do with fatigue. That's going to be crucial to win this game Saturday. You've got to win the free throw battle. You've got to shoot 70%+. I mean, last year, if we had shot more than, you know, if we had shot 55-60%, we'd have won that game. Hey, we shoot two more free throws in the four overtime, we win the game. So I think it's going to come down to that. But anyways, guys,
I'm actually going to be there at the game, and I do know the concessions will be open, so drinks will be flowing. I'll be excited, and I'll be cheering hard. Take care, guys. Go Cards.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, man.
You're going to need to loosen up, too.
Oh, absolutely, man.
I mean, pump the brakes on Gabe. Our piss poor free throw shooting. We're out of shape because we need to get in the game shape.
Well, and don't get me wrong. I mean, the thing about Gabe is, I mean, like, I feel it, but like you kind of in your next statement said, like, right now, look, I agree. I like Aiden out there. I don't know why Aiden didn't play yesterday, but for whatever reason, Aiden's not playing right now. So I'm going to look for what Gabe's doing well.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, I don't think we were.
Isn't that naturally what you do?
I think he just used, I don't think pump the brakes was the term he meant to use. I mean, because, you know, that just kind of insinuates that I could tell by his next comments that that's not really what he meant because I'm not saying Aiden or Wiz should be playing double digit minutes,
right? Gabe is a disciplinary action with potential to play good.
Sure.
Or let's say to be safe. And yeah. What I mean by disciplinary action is, if you know what, I'm going to tell you all the ways that Gabe has to be disciplinary action. Actually, I'm going to provide two disciplinary actions today. One from Ethan Moore, and the other one is really going to get it. It's Wednesday, but I got to do it. Middays with Marcus Maine, rolling on 939 The Ville.